I'm Holly Edgel. I'm the regional editor for Patch.com in St. Louis. I'm one of two, and each of us are going to be in charge of 12 local news websites.
Now, in layman's terms, somebody who doesn't know what Patch.com is, give us the elevator pitch on Patch.com.
Sure. Patch.com is a nationwide network of hyperlocal news websites or community news websites stretching from coast to coast. Basically, the idea is that each community around a metro area, most of them, don't have local news coverage that's just about their community. That old local newspaper feel is no longer there. So Patch.com is filling that void. So basically, for example, if you're talking about Los Angeles, you've got Culver City. Who's covering Culver City? Like, a person who lives in Culver City can cover it. So the idea is that with our local editors, they're really going to be the backbone of Patch. They're going to be in that community, and they're going to cover that community, all Culver City all the time, all Montclair, New Jersey all the time, all Skokie all the time. That is their beat.
Now, how many cities do you have right now?
Right now, we have 86 sites from coast to coast, and they are around L.A., San Francisco, New Jersey, in New Jersey area, in the New York area, Maryland, Rhode Island, Connecticut, Skokie, Illinois was the first Chicago area to launch this week. San Diego is poised to launch. St. Louis will be, and Detroit will probably launch around the same time. And coming behind that, we're looking at Kansas City, the South. It's a very fast rollout.
So you're here at NABJ and you've got a booth. People are coming by and they're talking to you. What kind of jobs are you guys offering?
Okay, primarily two things. I'm a regional editor, and so I will be in charge of 12 sites. And associated with those 12 sites are local editors. So we're really trying to bring in as many really great local editors as possible. That's probably 90% of the people we're talking to here would be considered for local editor positions, which would mean they would be in charge of that community website, that patch in their patch. So that's the basic, that's what we're really looking for. However, I do know that the West Coast chief who's here recruiting, she has been also talking to people for regional editor candidates, and that would be my counterparts in those areas. So that's sort of the management, starting to get into the management structure of Patch. And each of those people would be looking at supervising 12 people in 12 sites. And so for that one, we're looking for more some management experience, editing experience, multimedia, obviously, and knowledge of the local area, although we do relocate people. For the local editor positions, we're looking at everything from recent college grads to veterans who have either been outsourced or out replaced or laid off, but still have a lot of great talent to bring. So we're looking at sort of the passion, the drive, the self-starter in people, almost like an entrepreneurship. We're hearing a lot more of that around journalism now. A sense of adventure, a sense of wanting to try something new, and the ability to, if you don't have all the multimedia skills, to be able to get up to speed with those. So that's the idea of what we're trying to do.
And then my last question is, why did you feel it was important to come and have a booth here at NABJ this year?
Well, my boss, one of my bosses, Marsha Parker, who's the West Coast chief, who actually was hiring for everybody else because they didn't have anybody else to do it, she has made a point to be going to all the ethnic media outlets this summer. The idea being there's a rich pipeline of people who are associated with ethnic media around the country, and these are the places to find those people, the best of the best. Also, people who come to these conferences, generally the characteristic that they have, especially NABJ, is they're go-getters. They're here for a reason. They're looking for what's out there. They're looking for what's next for their careers, whether they be, you know, recent grads or they've been in the field for a while. I've been coming to NABJ since 96, and I've seen the difference that it makes has made in my life. So I think that the people who come here recognize that, and so Patch wants to be associated with that kind of feel, I think.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.